Everybody knows what a flubble is by now, right?
Yes.
It's a flub and a mumble combined. AJ has perfected it. And every week on Friday, this week Wednesday, we play you the best flubbles of the week.
In this tradition, we should give ourselves to those who have been the first flubble. To those who have been...
I believe this is the first American flubble recorded in history.
I think I saw a photo of her. She wasn't... she's like someone like you probably want to see.
And like real eyebrows.
And maybe a sex someplace like, you know, a better place. Like a hotel or something. In that roadway. You guys heard me.
Free online resources for youth and high school sports, coaches, parents, students. Just text GIFT to 83393. That's GIFT to 83393. That's your chat.
Ashley, what the hell?
I took a bite of a granola bar, and I just have too much spit in my mouth right now to talk properly.
Delivered directly to your door on schedule without a subscription. Hello. Click, click.
I almost called him Belchman. It's Beefman.
Well, sometimes it's
old Beefman's doing top 10 rock penises. Penis.
Penis. You know, you guys really need to... I don't know, something. Oh, knock it off of that crap. We're not pilgrims here. It's clear. They steam them, cooks quickly. White Castles, stuffing, not McNuggets, or chocolate pretzels.
What?
Cream cheese and bagel with strawberries. Yeah, strawberry cream. Yeah, strawberry jam. Okay. Yep. Yeah,
Green man.
The peanuts. I mean, there's a peanut like a sauce. That tastes really good. That goes on Oriental food. And Orientals, they use noodles. So it makes sense.
I believe
I
would try it. Yes, peanut sauce. Thank you. I couldn't think of it. Thank you.
Top 5 cool gadgets for the Christmas time.
Don't be angry, damn it. I was fine until you opened your lips. The lips. The uvula.
What's your beanbag?
Ashley, you meant the punching bag.
Yeah, the bean bag is different. Right, the bean bag hangs lower.
Oh my God, these women are stupid. Wait, what if I don't know?
Yeah, just stop being so stupid.
Yeah. Stupid.
That's funny when you're saying stupid and you don't know how to say stupid. What does that make you?
It's stupid.
You said stupidly, yes.
Stupid.
Stupid.
What does that do?
I don't know. It sounds like something you put on your meat. God damn it. Click away, pen man. Rub it on your little wheelie. Wait. I'm the only person being insulted in this song. She's got pretty bangs. You speak clear to Chaz, the fact checker, but I'm the flubble guy, right? Does it well. Why me?
That's just real life, AJ.
Why am I the flubble guy?
And, I want to...
I got a list of people from the punch out.
It's been a very difficult year of holidays.
Raining.
The whole 9 years.
It's raining.
The yards.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, hang on.
Yeah. Have you ever had an In-N-Out burger?
No, I have not.
Gotta have the double-double.
They should open some here in the Northeast.
Wow, there's a lot of this. There's a theme here. Touch the guy's kid.
Lose your pants.
All hell breaks loose. They had sexual
arrangements for the sexual
right. encounter.
Yeah, everybody wrote it down in their to-do book, yes.
Well, that was a back-to-back.
It's like you pull over a clown full of cars, which means clowns are driving, yeah.
A clown full of cars.
Car full of clowns, sorry. That's not a flubble. That was just I mixed words up. Uncle Joey. No, Joey. Joey, who was he?
Yeah, not Jesse. Jesse was a sexy
one. Okay, Joey came here. Hi.
Hi.
Was the fur all up in like the light.
Oh. You can probably make something with Barbie with a little Barbie mix. Hey, Baldy,
what happened?
Did you
just say take the hair and make a Barbie?
Yeah, make a Barbie, like make a stole or something.
Oh.
A deer coat?
Right.
You're right. I should have collected it.
I didn't know deer was mink.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm saying like that.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
All right. Next headline.
Ouch.
Chaz and AJ, People's United Bank Track.
Jazz and AJ
News. And how bad is that door if you could use milk and a plastic knife, whatever, to get out? Spoon, whatever, to get out. A plastic utensil.
Wow.
You know what? Stick your pens up your asses.
It was like that guy that pro golfer shorts.
Greg Norman?
Thank you. Couldn't think of his name.
Anthony.
I know it was Hamburger, Humburger, whatever it was, but I'm like, you guys were talking to the Hugh Keefs.
Hugh Keef and Tara Knight.
Right, that's the Hugh Keefs.
All right. Go ahead, Phil. You can click it. That's fine. But I mean,
we got halfway there. I can't talk this morning. We're halfway there. There are 90 of those lit up penises in Belgium. Belgium.
Click, click. Chaz, I understand.
Story.
I'm just saying that from what the story I saw, that from what I saw in the story.
No, you're right, AJ. You're right. I just want to call you out on this.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you. My always looks like my nostrils flare like this.
Oh.
Does that seem longer than usual?
Oh my God.
Here's the sad part. That was just Monday and Tuesday.
That was a short week.
Dave in Connecticut.
This is Dave. I have a Thanksgiving fun fact.
Yeah.
And that's my friend Paul in the background. Let's see, the number 15. Do you know what that number means, kids? 15 is the number of places or townships in the U.S. with a turkey-inspired name.
Please explain, Dave.
Like Turkey City, Texas, or Turkey Town, North Carolina.
What about Gibletville, Arkansas, Dave?
You just made that up, Paul, didn't you?
I can't get anything past you.
Gibletville.
Yeah. Right.
Gibletville, Arkansas.
I will never go there.
Going to make that the new home office.
That sounds like a bad movie on Pornhub.
Exactly.
Ooh. Let's make a note of that. Let's see if we can. Can we do that in the search?
Yes, yeah, starring Hedda Gabler.
The search takes so long, Dave.
Do
every
a top
letter.
10 top 10 worst movie names on Pornhub.
Hey, did you know that turkeys can run up to 25 miles an hour? Did you know that?
No.
No, I didn't, Dave.
And they can fly up to 55 miles an hour, which doesn't make a lick of sense, because I don't think I've ever seen your producer, Phil, move an inch.
No.
Sedentary lifestyle, Dave.
All right, kids. All have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
Don't kiss Mom.
Jazz and AJ News.
We officially stopped working
yes.
when the food arrived.
Yes.
I am thankful for Dave at Riverview Bistro.
Oh, my God, dude.
Who, if everyone made turkey this juicy, I would eat turkey all year round.
The flavor is incredible.
99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox. I am also thankful for Jimmy Complic.
Oh,
good morning.
Yes, we all are.
Well, thank you, guys.
Happy almost Thanksgiving.
Yes, almost Thanksgiving, one day away.
Yep.
Yes.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Jimmy. How will the concert god be celebrating or spending his Thanksgiving weekend?
Well, my weekend, I'm not really sure yet. I'm trying to socially distance as best as I can, as there seems to be light at the end of the tunnel, thank goodness for the vaccines. So Thanksgiving itself, I might actually be by myself. I've got to make a decision whether Ooh. To go see my, yeah, it's a bummer, no question about it, but if I go near my grandkids who are school children, 15 right. and 11,
yeah.
and, or do I just stay away and say, you know what, maybe just being by myself might be the smartest idea in the world.
We need our concert god safe.
Yes, we do.
Well, my girlfriend was nice enough to invite me to New York City, and I know she socially distances very nicely also, but she's having dinner with her 93-year-old mom.
Oh.
And I don't know how good I would be being near her 93-year-old mom, because I was actually in the office at Oakdale yesterday with a couple
right.
of people. So not really so sure I'd be doing her a favor, certainly not her mom a favor. So might be by myself. I'm going to play it by ear. I'm going to see what the weather's like tomorrow.
Can I tell you that
good.
It's
Lousy.
Not like if COVID-19 knocked on Jimmy's door, he can give him a couple concert tickets and say, here, go away.
If he did, you know, give him the season.
It doesn't work.
All of us.
Yeah, I got a couple of tickets for the Bridgeport Amphitheater. How about that? And you just go away.
Okay.
Well, today's the 42nd anniversary of a concert I never had that everybody was in the audience.
Oh, really?
For. So,
what's that?
I'm not really a dependable concert guy today. if anybody was at the Grateful Dead show on November 25, 1978, they might remember me, Bobby Weir, and Mickey Hart stepping up on stage and announcing that Jerry was sick. In fact, if you went on my archives page, you'll actually hear a tape of us saying it.
Really?
Can you get it, please? We have an audio of it, actually.
Wow. We're going to go get it.
Right.
Fetch. And announcing that the show's going to be rescheduled because Jerry was sick.
Now,
and of course,
when you say the word sick,
around it. He couldn't talk. He was hoarse.
Oh.
It was true. He was very hoarse.
I think you told this story before.
Wrong horse.
It was a different version.
Oh. Was horse involved?
No. There really was. He was in the dressing room, and we had steam going through the dressing room, trying to get it so he could talk. And I walk in, and he could barely even talk. It was really unbelievable.
The Grateful Near Dead, yes.
Yeah. So I said, well, what do we do now? And they looked at me and said, well, you're the promoter. You have to get on stage and make the announcement. I go, what, are you kidding me?
Come with me.
Or sing the song.
Said, first of all, the show is supposed to start earlier, and so everybody's dropped their acid already.
Oh.
I'm going to have to get out there and say to everybody, you got to drive home on acid.
Right.
I'm not doing that. That's crazy to do something like that.
And they said, do what the big pink dragon says.
So I begged, my best friend in the band at that time was Mickey, so I begged Mickey to come. I asked Bob Weir first. He said, I'm not going up there. You've got to be crazy to go up there. I go, well, you guys are telling me I've got to be up there, so you're admitting it's crazy. He goes, yeah, I'm not doing it.
Dumb. Such a dumb dad.
So I went to Mickey, who was my good friend, and I said to Mickey, would you mind going up there? And Mickey was great. As we're walking towards the stage, Bob was there, and Mickey invited Bob up on the stage. And I'm saying to myself, well, he's going to say no, but Bob said yes to Mickey. Wouldn't say yes to me, but he said yes to Mickey.
Yeah, see?
So we made our announcement.
Too bad you didn't have those skeletons from the Touch of Grey video, and you could have just hung them out there and played music through
just mimic the voice, yes.
Yeah. No one would have known.
Nope. Dude, it was just concert ever, man.
That would have been amazing.
Yes.
There were no such things 10 years earlier. That came out 10 years later.
Jimmy, we found the audio. Here it is.
Some bad news. Garcia's real sick. He has pneumonia. He's in a respirator right now. We can't get him out of bed. And we're not going to be able to play tonight, but we will be able to come back, I think, maybe on Monday. So we're going to turn you over. There's nothing we can do. So if you'll listen to Jimmy here for a minute, he'll be able to tell you all about refunds and rescheduling.
Okay, you have to understand, Jerry is very sick. And we'll be back. We'll like to play for you.
We'll be back if you still want us.
Thank you. We'll be back. You better believe it.
Okay, let me tell you real quickly. We're working on Monday, December 4 right now. We're holding this building right now for Monday, December 4. We're also holding the Springfield Civic Center in case something screws up for Monday, December 4. You won't be charged for parking. They will not charge you when you leave here.
Oh. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
They were quite passionate.
Wow.
Jimmy was saying something nice. You're not going to be charged for parking, not going to be charged for leaving. And this
In New Haven, sometimes they charge going out, not going in. Or they paid they gave everybody their money back as they left. I had no piece of the parking, so I had no idea what was going on with parking.
Yeah.
But if you notice, I said, okay, let me tell you real quick, because I was freaking out being on stage with 10,000 fans out there being so unhappy. But it was very nice. Bob, who didn't even want to come out on stage, just started talking first, and then Mickey talked, and then they handed it over to me. And I wanted to get out of there as fast as I can. I was scared stiff that somebody was going to go nutty on us.
I wouldn't blame you.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
And then someone yelled out, F you. We hit the dump button.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Do you remember that moment, or is it all just a blur?
Oh, no, I remember that moment. I got blurred up after the shows with the band. I didn't get blurred up before the shows with the band. So I remember it very, very well. I was very safe driving home. But, We actually went over to the Park Plaza and had a great party afterwards without Jerry, of course, and I ended up staying over. But it is etched in my memory, no question about it.
I'm a little suspicious when someone says he has pneumonia, but we'll be here Monday.
Right. Yeah, he
could not talk, and we ended up redoing the show in January. It wasn't even in December. We ended up redoing it in January, and everybody had to come in with their ticket stub. So we had to carefully look at everything to make sure people weren't tearing their tickets, and the
making
same seat was going to be used by two people. Yeah, it was painful. And the smartest fans were always the dead fans. They could always figure out how to get in and how to mimeograph back in those days. Right. Tickets, remember that?
They never left, actually. They stayed there the whole time waiting.
I went to one dead show and was blown away by the recording gear that they brought back before everything was mobile.
Yeah.
Yes, the dead actually encouraged people to do that. We sold what we call tape receipts. And you could tape. That's when... We taped. Old people still say, I'm going to tape a TV show.
Right.
Young people say, I'm going to record a TV show.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert, got on. Yeah, so Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
So there was
one... Yeah, so it's quite an anniversary.
They didn't sound very mellow.
There was one show, Jimmy, right, where Jerry was too high to go on? Or no?
Not high enough, I think.
No, Greg, I don't think so. Not that I can remember.
Didn't reach his peak.
He was waiting on his package.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
That was at the Bushnell. Yeah, that was bad.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking.
He's waiting for Bushnell,
yeah,
yes.
He was waiting at the Bushnell. He was waiting for a Federal Express package. He actually had to go to Federal Express and try to get in the post office, actually, because they handled Federal Express back
then. That's it.
And try to go in and see if the package got there.
Man, the things a concert promoter has to do.
Seriously.
Yeah. Mickey was smart at the end of his spiel. He could hear everyone booing, and he said, if you'll have us back. And he knew that that would get applause, and he's like, okay, I'm done talking now.
Yeah, walked away. Here's Jimmy.
Mic drop, poof.
Here's Jimmy.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Throw the beer bottles.
Right.
I'm out of the way.
Right.
Go with the promoter.
Go!
Oh, boy. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert, got on. We had a tribe member over at the Bridgeport Amphitheater yesterday. Some more progress being made.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Are they steel workers? Or the guys who are bolting all that, the metal structure around the top of the stage?
Yes, they are steel workers. You're absolutely right. And we're putting up the second level of the roof right now, which is 120 feet high.
Wow.
Which, if you drive by, you only saw the 80-foot high structure. So now if you drive by, you're going to see a structure that's 120 feet high.
Oh, wow.
And it's quite a sight. It really is. I was there last week myself.
I can't wait to look.
People are very excited about it.
Yeah,
you know, they
absolutely
ask a lot of questions about it.
It is an enormous... It's going to end up costing almost as much as it cost me to build what I was then called the Meadows, which is now Xfinity. But
really?
And it's going to be one quarter the size, which can tell you how amazing this structure is.
Damn. That's something.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's an oasis, man, big time.
Yeah. Any news on that? Any news on dates?
Well, we're hoping to open up in June. You know, we promised the governor, Leonard Skinner, in June. So we're hoping to open it up in June. As I said earlier, I really see light at the end of the tunnel. I think this vaccination progress is remarkable and wonderful. And if long as everybody gets vaccinated, and that's, you know, don't want to get into the politics of that, but just say, you know, as long as everybody gets vaccinated and everybody feels safe, I think that we'll be back to business sometime in early summer.
Smooth.
What do we got here coming in? Mark in the oil truck, of course. Jimmy, we could put Jimmy at 2 in the morning on a Sunday, and Mark the oil truck will be the first guy calling in.
Mark's all over it, man.
73 Dillon Stadium, the Kinks.
The Kinks, the Doors, Flo and Eddie, and the Beach Boys. That was the show.
Wow.
Damn.
That's a memory.
Yep.
Doors minus Jim Morrison. He had already died. But other than that, Flo and Eddie, you know, were the Turtles. And the Beach Boys were the headliner and the Kinks. And it was an amazing show.
No, it sounds
amazing show.
Sounds tremendous.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, are you, if you're spending Thanksgiving alone, will you be having turkey? Or do you have this brought in? Do you have a caterer? Do you make it yourself? Is it Chef Jimmy tomorrow?
I don't know how to cook.
Oh. Chef Koplik?
That was a tragedy of being married to a wonderful cook, and then all of a sudden, I needed to learn how to cook myself, and I was 68 years old. I said, there's no way I'm going to learn how to cook. So I don't cook. So my daughter's going to make me turkey, and I'm going to go pick it up and bring it home probably.
Oh, great. Probably and what side do you go for first?
Oh, I go for the stuffing.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I go for the stuffing. Yep, I mean, just look at me. You can tell I go for the stuffing.
Which is the best side.
Yeah, yes. It is the best side.
Right.
It's almost the most comfort.
It's almost the first, actually.
Yeah.
It should be stuffing, then turkey.
Hey, Jimmy.
Well, when I was a kid, we only had stuffing on Thanksgiving. Now we're smart. They sell stuffing all year round.
Right. Right. Well, somebody called in yesterday and talked about turning stuffing into a waffle.
Right.
And then making a turkey sandwich with that.
The leftovers.
Stuffing bread.
Yeah, you put in a waffle iron. Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
Right?
I know.
That guy is a genius.
Yes, exactly. He is. Right. Exactly.
He's bacon grease, too.
He needs to have a booth at the amphitheater.
No question about it. Yeah. That's a fabulous idea. But you know what the problem with that sort of concept is? If you go to a concert, you need one-handed food, not two-handed food, because you got the drink in the other hand if you're walking around.
That's true.
Right.
So when
that's
you put together right. your menu at an amphitheater, and most people don't think about that, you need one-handed food.
And you wrap that in some parchment paper, cut it in half, you can make it work.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, happy Thanksgiving, brother. Joe Myers, movie guy on. Hello.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Morning.
What do you like for holiday movies?
Oh, boy. I mean, where do you start? I mean, what kind of movie do you want to see? A traditional movie? A horror movie? A modern
There's a horror movie? Pop-
holiday movies.
Oh, there are several. There's Black Christmas. There's Silent Night, Deadly Night. You know, I mean, there's a whole subgenre of horror Christmas movies, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, AJ Ashley won't be watching those.
No, I like the funny stuff.
I also have a friend who watches Die Hard every Christmas.
That is a Christmas movie. Thank you.
That friend is AJ.
Yes. Yes. It is not Christmas until Hans Gruber falls from Nakatomi Plaza.
That brings in Christmas.
When he hits the ground, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Deck the halls.
And even Lethal Weapon, you know, is set mostly at Christmas time.
Yeah.
It opens with a Christmas carol playing over the open credits.
I have a thought.
Uh-oh.
We should have that New Haven green Christmas tree. And the lighting should be a giant button. And we throw a dummy of Hans off the
Hans
building.
Gruber, nice.
Hans hits the button.
Right. Da, 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 yeah. Da. I like it.
Okay. All right.
We're on with it.
AJ's going to yell, yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah. The rest of it, too.
We should have a Chaz and AJ Christmas tree lighting.
We should.
We designed it around
Die Hard.
AJ's weird fantasy.
First, I have to arrive in a limousine. Like at the beginning.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
With Run DMC, Christmas Time, Hollis Queens is playing.
I love when he's all bloody at the end of the movie. He's got the gun taped to the back of his back, his bare back, and he's Hans.
Right.
It's a great movie.
Welcome to the party, pal. I have a machine gun too. Ho ho ho.
Joe was like, I thought I came out to talk about Hans.
Really? You guys doing acid?
All I said was Die Hard. Now I can't speak it.
See, you said the two words. Yeah. You said Die Hard.
Right.
What else?
One of my faves. Well, you know, I mean, everybody goes back to the ultimate Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life, you know, which is on everywhere as Christmas approaches.
So I love it.
You know, Elf.
Hold on. Ashley
Elf
loves that.
One.
Hold on.
Yep.
AJ has never seen it, but
nope.
I know he would hate it.
I know he'd hate it, too.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time.
It's got the word wonderful in the title.
Yeah.
So?
If it was called Life Sucks, I'd watch it.
It really does for this guy until the end when he sees the whole community.
Maybe it's sarcastic. It's a wonderful life. They forgot the little air quotes.
Right.
You know?
If it was called A Wonderful Die Hard, AJ'd be all over it.
Oh, they should do that. They should so do that.
They should.
Yeah. Bruce Willis and It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Die Hard.
Yeah.
Right.
And Phil, have you seen that movie?
I feel like every time it's on, I've never seen the movie all the way through.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like it comes on and that's when I fall asleep.
They don't need me anyway, though.
No.
All those folks are dead anyway.
You like it, so what's the point?
Right, exactly. Why waste our time?
Why waste time?
Right.
All right, Joe, what was the next one? Elf?
Love Elf. Love Elf.
You know, that's a relatively recent movie that's become one of those perennials. Will Ferrell is wonderful in it, and James Caan, you know.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's a Christmas movie with a little bit of an edge to it, you know, but it's set in New York at Christmas.
Right.
Very funny, very warm. A lot of people watch that every year now.
Saw for the first time last year, finally.
Wow. What? Yeah. What were you waiting for?
For it to be on. I'm not going to go out and rent it and buy it. Yeah.
But the Elf, what's your favorite color?
No, but Fast and Furious you'll buy.
Yes, well, that's a Christmas movie also. Right. Very festive cars, different colors, and they're all racing towards the goal.
You just saw it for the first time last year.
Yeah, last year.
Came out in 2003, AJ.
Yeah, no, I was busy. But all
I was busy.
Yeah, I mean, eating spaghetti with friggin' syrup. Like,
Yeah,
James Caan was like, he has bad moments and his good moments. I mean, let's face it, I would have wrapped that kid right in the head a couple of times. He didn't, though. He was framed.
You got angry.
I did.
The movie.
I did, because he was such a jerk. I'm like, relax there, pal. Too much sugar in your diet. Yeah. James Caan was just like, what the hell? Because he's like the biological father of Buddy the Elf. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but that pisses me off. Yeah.
I don't understand why.
Like, they should have been on Maury or something like that.
Joe, is this the first time you heard someone talk about Elf in an angry tone?
Yes, it is.
Besides
actually, the
critics? I mean, you know, I ended up being cute towards the end. I'm like, okay, shed a tear. Okay, great. But, you know. But let's face it.
Hold on.
Let's face it. He was annoying.
Shed a tear?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. There's something in my eye. Yeah.
You saw a movie that moved you so deeply you cried, and now you hate it?
No, I'm saying I ran through a gamut of emotions.
You were angry the whole time.
I was angry because there was nothing else to watch, and I got stuck watching that, yeah. And then I watched it, and I'm like, this guy's really annoying. And towards the end, I'm like, oh, it's kind of cute. I'm never going to watch it again. I saw it the one time, done, yeah.
There's
other movies out there to watch.
Okay.
I just don't.
Yeah. Shut up.
I'm fascinated. But I don't understand.
Are you a dog barking?
Yeah, Joe.
I do.
Joe, are you being attacked?
Well, it's time for dumbass news.
You know what? Go talk to Jeff Dunham.
It's time for Chaz and AJ dumbass news.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. We normally on Friday, today's Wednesday, but fake Friday, play you the Flubble Friday montage.
Yes.
And that is all of the mistakes of the week, the flubbles, the mumbles, the flubs.
Our worst
over
hits.
The course of the week.
Yes.
We only had 2 full days.
Right.
And we had a 6 or 8 minute montage. We played in 6 o'clock hour.
It did feel quite robust given the short week.
Yeah.
We're not playing that now.
Oh.
We're going to play it Monday at 9:20 because we were so great at flubbling today.
Right,
there's a montage just from today.
Really?
During the Jeff Dunham fight, I was also sitting back. I'm like, I have a project I could work on.
In that case, then, should I ring the bell?
And here it is.
You'll know immediately when it's cooked.
Well, look at that. We finally got one. Maybe Thunder Thanksgiving, a lot of mid-50s.
I wonder if they'll still do that Macy's parade.
You know they will. They'll have like umbrellas and everything else. Maybe not the balloons, but everything else will happen. And sunny and mild. Sunny and mild on Friday.
The turkey before about 100 White House.
Indians and truces of what? Damn
what?
It.
Wait.
Hang on. Indians introduced us to what?
Corn.
Thank you. Or don't make, or, you know, well, you couldn't see him on the Zoom. He was walked into the room.
What?
Right. She's saying you gotta watch.
Emma in Wallingford, how's your vacation going?
It's going all right.
Are you eating it right now?
You just choke?
I did.
Joe from up north.
Fun fact Friday. Wednesday.
Yes.
Flubble.
Somebody else got the idea. We'll make them, cut them up, put them in aluminum trays, little tins, and then they sold them as TV dinners.
That sounds right.
It was a kiss from a rose, yes. Right.
Lobster couldn't be easy to catch back then.
Yeah.
The seal?
No, I'm saying the lobster.
A lobster?
Shut up. Fun fact, shut up.
And one lane is now open between exit 64 and 63 15 minutes of delays.
James Conway's just like, what the hell? Because he's like the biological father of Buddy the Elf. Yeah.
A national nonprofit offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches.
He got his first.
Three, two, one. Right when Uncle Lou throws the match down by the septic, that Eddie emptied the RV into it, had a gas and you hear explosion. Uncle Louis flies. The old ladies are singing. They're singing the Star Spangled Banner.
AJ, you make me happy.
Shut up.
Slobster.
Do we ever sound sober?
No. No, we don't.
Ever.
Oh. I'd make us all pee in a cup right now.
That would be a great Jeff Dunham dummy. Freddie Flubble.
Right. Oh.